Welcome to An Uplifting Word. What a delight to have you as our listeners today. We want to share with you presenting yourself to the Lord. Presenting yourself to the Lord. The Lord brought the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage, and after they reached Mount Sinai, the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Moses, be ready in the morning to present yourself to me. Be ready to present yourself to me." And as I read that, I thought, yes, that's God's desire for all of us. He wants every one of us presenting ourselves to Him. When the Lord commanded Moses to present himself to the Lord on Mount Sinai, He meant that He wanted Mr. Moses to offer himself to the Lord. He wanted Moses to place himself in the presence of the Lord. He wanted Moses before His face. He wanted Moses to make himself available to the Lord. And so He feels the same way about you and me and every other child of God. God wants us. And whenever He commanded Moses, "Moses, present yourself to me," He didn't want Moses merely reporting for duty. He wanted Moses to give himself to a relationship. That's what prayer is all about. We Christians think of prayer as making requests, asking for this and that. But prayer is really all about pursuing a relationship with God. In other words, presenting ourselves to God means that we make a present of ourselves to God. Now listen to that. You become a present for God. Your person, your companionship, your fellowship. Listen to what Job chapter 1 and chapter 2 say about the angels. Job 1:6 and Job 2:1.
One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. On another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord.
Twice. The angels came to present themselves to the Lord. So God is just showing us a picture, a word picture of His desire to be close to us. So we want to share with you presenting yourself to the Lord. We first of all present ourselves to the Lord by appreciating how much God values our presence. You see, God invited Moses into His presence because He valued Moses for His own worth. God values us for our worth. Listen to these verses from Exodus chapter 33, verse 12 and verse number 17.
"I know you by name, and you have found favor with me."
You know, God says that to every one of us. "I know you, Emmanuel, by your name. I know you, Jose, by your name. I know you, Sachi, by your name. And you have found favor with me." So God is expressing His delight with Moses. It's also expressing how He feels about you and me. Now listen to Exodus 33:17.
"And the Lord said to Moses, I am pleased with you, and I know you by name."
I am pleased with you, and I know you by name. Oh, what endearment! How dear, how precious we are, how valuable we are to God. That's why He wants us in His presence. He wants us in His presence because we mean so much to Him. It's just like you parents or you grandparents. You delight in your children being with you, especially after they become teenagers and want to be with their friends instead of you. I know my folks just have such a wonderful time with their grandkids because their grandkids are valuable to them. In fact, my folks have a refrigerator magnet on their refrigerator. It says, "If I had known grandkids were this much fun, I wouldn't have my own kids." Well, it doesn't work that way, obviously. Listen to this verse, Mark's Gospel, chapter 3, verse number 14. It describes Jesus' relationship to the apostles.
"He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach.
He designated these 12 men as apostles. And the first thing that comes to most of our minds, the first thing that comes to most pastors' minds, is that he appointed them to preach. But there's something we're leaving out. Look at the verse again. What was Jesus' first purpose for selecting these 12 apostles? It says,
he appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him.
That they might be with him. He designated them apostles because he wanted to bring them into a close relationship. He was looking for intimate friends. That's why he saved you and me. God craves human fellowship. There is simply no doubt about it. Listen to Exodus chapter 19, verse number 4. Here the Lord is speaking to the people he brought out of Egyptian slavery. Exodus 19:4.
I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
Listen to that. I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to the Canaan land. Is that what it says? No. I brought you out of Egypt so you could possess the land I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No. Read it again, please, Dee.
I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
I brought you to myself. That was his desire. His ambition was to bring his people into a closeness of fellowship with him. Listen to these words, these very familiar words. John chapter number 14, verse 3.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
We ordinarily stress that Jesus is coming back. And that's what he says. I am coming back. But why is he coming back? Let's read the last part of the verse. It gives us two reasons he's coming back.
I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
I'm coming back to take you to be with me. Do you hear the yearning of his voice? Do you hear his real desire is to take you and me to be with him? And then he goes on in the verse and says, so you can be where I am. He emphasizes his desire for us. Just because we're us. Just because we're his children. No wonder he wants us to present ourselves to him. Listen to the words of Jesus. John 17, verse 24.
Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory.
I want those you have given me, listen to this, to be with me where I am. Jesus hungers for you the way you hunger for him. Well, that's not really true. His hunger for us is much greater than our hunger for him. So, you know, whenever I begin to appreciate how much God values my presence, it changed my motivation for what we call prayer time or private time with God. The early years of my Christian life, I prayed, I spent time with God spasmodically for me. I wanted God's blessing. I was taught, I was discipled that he would bless me as I spent time with him. But as I began to see in Scripture how much God wants me, it changed my motivation for prayer time. I was walking through our house many years ago to go to our guest bedroom, which was my primary prayer room at that time. The Lord asked me, Jim, what are you going to do? And without any premeditation, without any forethought, I blurted out, I'm going to go make Heavenly Father happy. You see, my desire to be with Father wasn't any more self-centered. It wasn't going to be a time of asking for favors. It was a time to make Father happy, to give him the delight of my presence. You know, I found that as I appreciated how much he wanted me, it was great, great impetus in my life to consistently spend time with him. God's delight in us motivates his craving for us. Read with me. Psalm 149, verse number 4.
For the Lord takes delight in his people.
He takes delight in his people, every one of us. We are his delight. We make his heart sing for joy. This is this beautiful scripture from a small Old Testament book, the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse number 17.
The Lord will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
Did you hear that? The Lord will take great delight in you, and He will rejoice over you with singing. You are a blessing to God. So, as we appreciate how much He wants our presence, as we realize we are a blessing to God the way He is a blessing to us, perhaps we will become more determined to spend time with Him. It seemed that as long as my private time with God was centered on what He could do for me, I was not highly motivated to set aside time for the Lord. But as I realized how much He loved me and how much His love for me filled in with a desire for my presence, I began to become more disciplined, more self-disciplined in my private time with the Lord Jesus. So, brother, sister, be a blessing to God. Make His heart sing for joy whenever you spend time with Him, whenever you pull away from everything else to spend time with Him. In fact, I started making appointments with God. I was a very busy pastor at this time when I began understanding how much God craved my fellowship. My days were full of appointments. I started about 6:15 in the morning with appointments in His Word. And then at 9 o'clock, I started my next appointment in my office and went to 3, 4, 5 o'clock. And then there were more appointments in the evening. And one day it came to me. I was not making an appointment with God. I had no time slotted in my schedule for just being with God. And so I went to my church board and I said, here's a new determination. I need to make an appointment with God. And I want this appointment to be with Him at the best time of my day. I don't want to leave time for Him to the last of my day. I don't want to give Him the leftovers of my schedule. And so I started leaving my office at 3 in the afternoon. I took a 1-hour break, and at 4 in the afternoon, I was in my guest bedroom with my appointment for God. Okay, so brother, sister, we present ourselves to God by appreciating how much God values our presence. But secondly, we present ourselves to God by accepting our God-given privilege. Our God-given privilege. God alone issues invitations into His presence. We just don't enter God's presence because we want to. We enter because He invites us. Listen to this very familiar scripture, Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20. This scripture is often used in appealing to sinners, to non-Christians, to become Christians. But actually, Jesus in this verse was talking to a church. Revelation 3:20, here it says,
"Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me."
Jesus says, I stand at your heart's door and I'm knocking. If you'll open the door, I'll come in and eat with you. You see, eating together is a sign of friendship, a sign of closeness, a sign of intimacy. And so He says, you open the door and I'll come in to you. We'll fellowship. This is the words of Jesus. John chapter 6, verse 44 and verse 65.
"No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him."
Very plain. We don't come to God on our own. He must draw us.
"This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him."
We only come to God if the Spirit of God enables us. So you see, God issued you an invitation. He sent you an invitation. It didn't come through the U.S. mail or by email. It came through His Spirit. So He privileged you. He gave you the privilege to become a person who enters His presence. He invited Moses. Moses, come up to the mountain to me. Well, he invited you to be his partner, his close friend, his next door neighbor. You see, we want to accept God's invitation to spend time with him. And so many Christians do not spend this time with God. We don't discipline ourselves. We neglect our private time with God. Even though the God of the universe, the creator of all things, thinks so highly of us that he says, hey, come and let's eat together. Let's be close. You know, in reality, in John chapter 14, when Jesus says, I want you to be with me where I am. In John 17, when Jesus asked his heavenly Father, please, I want those you have given me to be with me. You know what he was doing? You know what Jesus was requesting? He was requesting that you become his eternal next door neighbor. That's right. God wants us, everyone, serving as his eternal next door neighbors. And we start now. We accept God's invitation to live in his presence. In order to accept his invitation, we must temporarily set aside all else. God said, Moses, come up to the mountain. And so the Bible says that Moses went up early. Notice the word. Moses went up early. He set aside all his responsibilities. He gave his responsibilities to others. He delegated. And he went up early just to be with God. Again, let me share with you how God dealt with me. I was pastoring in church. I've been pastoring for several years. And one afternoon, I was in a field near our house exercising. I exercise about 3 times a week with rapid walking. And as I was out there by myself, the Holy Spirit spoke to me in a very stern voice. You're not praying. I stopped in my tracks. I looked around to see if there was somebody there, but there wasn't. I knew it was the Holy Spirit. Now, he didn't mean that I wasn't praying at that moment. He meant that I was neglecting to set aside a time for just being with God. I went home, and that's when I decided that I was going to put God in my schedule, private time with him in my schedule. You see, you have to make appointments with God if you're going to spend time with him. Sure, you can be with God in your car as you drive down the road, while you're mowing the lawn, while you're doing housework. But he wants some time alone with you. Look with me, please. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6.
Go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen.
Go into your room and close the door and pray. Go into our room means that we simply close our mind off from all the responsibilities and distractions of life. We go into our room, our place where we're going to commune with God, and we close the door. And then we commune with our God. Jesus is the primary example of presenting ourselves to the Lord, of accepting our invitation into his presence. Jesus was so busy ministering. He was so busy preaching the truth, teaching the truth, performing miracles, teaching his apostles, that many times he didn't even have a chance to eat. But look at what this very important verse in Luke says. Luke chapter 5, verse number 16.
But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed.
Jesus often, notice the word, withdrew. He withdrew into lonely places, into places where he could just be with his Father, and he communed, he prayed, he fellowshiped with God. So it is in our lives. None of us are as busy as Jesus, but we must follow his example. Pull away from life's demands. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. Discipline yourself to just maybe 5 minutes a day. That's a good place to start. Making yourself a present to God is eternity's greatest privilege. Making yourself a present to God is what God wants you to do. And then we need to anticipate the Lord's response. Notice what it says that God did for Moses. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 34, verse number 5, the Lord came down and stood there with Moses. Moses went up the mountain. He took the time to be with God, and the Lord came down and stood with Moses. So God always shares himself with those who share themselves with him. He always shares himself with those who share themselves with him. When I decided that I was going to discipline myself to a daily private time with the Lord. Remember, I'm pastoring. I'm doing the Lord's work. That's my full-time job. But I had to make a brand new commitment many years ago to setting that side of time with God, to keeping those appointments with God. Well, I quickly learned that whenever we spend time with God, there are intensity levels of His presence. There's a low intensity level, a mid-intensity level, and a high-intensity level. You see, the Lord tested my commitment to being with Him. The first week that I decided to leave my office at 3 in the afternoon and spend from 4 to 5 with Him every afternoon, I would go into that guest bedroom, kneel down, and it seemed like God wasn't even near. It seemed like He had moved to the other side of the universe. Day after day, just drug on. I had my time goal. It was going to be an hour, and I stuck it out. I persisted. But one day, I went into that guest bedroom and knelt down, and again, it was the same old thing. I could not even begin feeling the Lord's presence. But I looked up at the ceiling of that guest bedroom, and I said, God, You have me for an hour, whether or not You want me. It was a statement of determination. I was committed to spending time with God. So I said, God, You have me for an hour, whether or not You want me. And just immediately, His presence filled that room, and I experienced a one-person revival. And ever since that's been many years ago, perhaps 30 years ago, I have enjoyed God's presence. But I've always learned that sometimes there's low intensity level. Sometimes we really don't feel His presence, but we persist in our appointments with Him, even though we don't feel His presence. Sometimes there's mid-intensity level. We can kind of feel Him. There's no doubt about it that God's with us. It's a wonderful, wonderful one-person revival. Be persistent, my brother, my sister. God always shares Himself with those who are determined to share Himself with Him. God's unbreakable promise to those who present themselves to Him says, put His kingdom first. Put private time with Him first. And all these other things will be added to you. All these other things will be added to you. You'll be a good parent. You'll be a better parent. You'll be a better grandparent. You'll be a better employee. You'll be a better Christian if you present yourself to Him by consistently pulling away and spending time alone with your God. Brother, sister, Dee and I are presenting these uplifting words because we love you and want to be a blessing to you. So please, feel free to write us and send a request for one of these programs. But we will not only send you the CD, we will also send you the printed outline that we use in these messages. So you'll have something to look at, something to read as you listen to the message. Please send your request with a check made out to An Uplifting Word. You can send it to An Uplifting Word. P.O. Box 61011, Corpus Christi. Jim will give you the zip code in just a minute, and we will be glad to honor your request. But God loves you, and He wants you. He's hungry for your nearness. So let me pray for you now. Lord Jesus, we come to You, and we pray in Your wonderful name that, God, You would draw every one of us into a new level of fellowship, of private fellowship with You. God, we so appreciate the time we spend with You at church. We so appreciate the time we spend with You in home groups or in Bible reading. But Lord, we want You to draw us into Your presence so we can satisfy Your hunger for us. We want to make our Heavenly Father happy by taking time out of our very busy schedules, taking time out just to be with Him. We want to honor Him, Lord Jesus. So help us, we pray, in Your wonderful name. Amen.